Representative Knopp, thanks so much for taking a few moments with us. Where are we at right now with the deadline, I guess, for lack of a better term, sort of passed to try to override these vetoes in one big swoop? Where are we at now?
Well, it was kind of the deadline, as you know, and the rest of the group didn't come to Juneau, and we didn't get to 45, so the vetoes have stood, Shaman. But we're not completely out of the water yet. We have so on Monday, I think House Finance will spool up again, and we still have a bill. We have a HB 2001, which is the PFD bill, and start debating all next week. We'll start debating the size of permanent fund dividends, and maybe find an opportunity to put some of them vetoes back inside that bill. So we're going to take another bite at the apple here.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because as we're talking on Friday, it's a milestone day sort of in terms of the vetoes, but there's still a lot of work left to do on the budget. What do you see as sort of the next steps here?
You know, let me just kind of be frank here. You know, everybody talks about compromise. We've gotten thousands of emails here in the last 3 days. Literally thousands of emails, you know, supporting the veto overrides and compromise and go to Wasilla and give a little bit, you know. All the legislature, House and Senate both, has never stood firm on anything. We've always been willing to talk and to compromise. We've reached out to the governor twice a day, every single day. It takes two sides to compromise, and he has been unwilling to compromise, period, you know, and that's where we're at. He's got his heart set on constitutional amendments, full PFDs, and vote of the people, and you know, just a bunch of stuff that the legislature just not interested in, and so it just can't happen, and not going to happen in the time frame he'd like it. And so, until he starts coming to the table, I'm not sure where we'll end up. You know, we just keep making attempts, and I can tell you that the public is really getting worked up about this, you know, and a lot of public comment from. A lot of user groups, you know, and not all government related, and the capital budget isn't funded, and that's a big issue with our contract people out there trying to do work, and the federal matching dollars, $1 billion in there that's got to get matched, or we'll lose it here. So there's a lot of issues out there yet. So we're gonna take another bite, and I think he'll just keep calling us special session after special session until we get this thing hammered out. So.
I wanted to ask you about sort of the party dynamics a little bit. I have read in some of the bigger papers, you know, we're not looking at Republicans and Democrats having this battle with the governor. There's Republicans and Democrats, and then there's this other group that are kind of holding things up, I guess. And what do you think about that sort of three-way dynamic?
Again, just being frank, you've got two political parties, the House, you know, two legislative bodies, the House and the Senate, and it's interesting that this is the first time, and I talked about this a little bit on the floor the other day, is that this is the first time that in my life I can recall both political parties and both legislative bodies being so united around the issue. You have got 15 Republican followers following the governor, doing whatever he says to do, and it's kind of like the hell with the rest of the state and all the services and the seniors and the kids and education, university. I mean, have a reasonable discussion on it, you know. And they're not willing to do that. And that's, so when you talk about three political parties, you might have three different entities, but you just have one faction that has spun off, you know, is what they've done.
Well, and I know that you took some heat at the beginning of the legislative session in trying to get a group put together to avoid something like this happening. Is it frustrating to now be at the finish line and see things turn out like this and all these roadblocks in the way?
You know, it wasn't to avoid this. This was about damage control. We kind of knew this was coming. You know, we knew this was coming. And, had we all coalesced around the governor's concepts, we'd be all done, and the state would just be faced with what it's facing right now, you know. This was our only fighting chance right here. And so it is frustrating. It's frustrating because there's no reason to be here. There's no reason for the Beatles. There's no reason to be where we're at. All the uncertainty with the seniors and the education, university, and in the private markets, you know, funding the jobs. I mean, there's just absolutely no reason to be here. So, yeah, it's frustrating. But I can tell you what, I won't lay any blame on the legislature, neither body. You call it frustrating and just plain pissed off. I'll be frank, you know, most of us are just pissed off because we've worked long and hard on this. I mean, for both bodies, for the majority of our legislators to come together like we have on the budget, it was a good budget, bipartisan budget, both houses, you know, yeah, it, I guess frustrating would be putting it modest. I'm going to exhaust every possibility. I would just say for folks, you know, don't give up. I mean, it is frustrating, it's disappointing, but we're not done, you know. We're not done. We're going to keep fighting every option we got. And you know, the governor, at some point, if he wants anything of his, he's going to have to come and start compromising with us. He's just simply not going to give it all. And we're not going to live with these draconian cuts. We're just simply not going to do that.